Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
It's a fine and warm start to the weekend. It will even become hot over the Mpumalanga lowveld as well as parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and eMalahleni up to 26, Joburg 24, Mbombela 28, Polokwane 29 and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees.
In Centurion on the N1 southbound, that collision before the John Foster Drive exit, it's causing queuing traffic.
A retired army general has been charged with fraud involving a 2 million rand tender to supply 3,000 heat-resistant buffs and 3,000 military goggles to the South African Defence Force in Sudan back in 2015. General Eddie Mudlale and Pomolo Enterprises Director Charles Mwale appeared in the Pretoria Specialised Commercial Crimes Court yesterday. They were granted 10,000 and 5,000 rand bail respectively. And in a New York court, a panel of 12 jurors was sworn in to sit in judgment of Donald Trump at the unprecedented criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Legal teams are now hoping to stay on schedule and start with their opening arguments in the blockbuster case on Monday. The 77-year-old Trump, who is seeking to recapture the White House in November, is accused of falsifying business records on the eve of his 2016 election victory to cover up a sexual encounter with an adult film star. I'm Khadija De Souza, more news at 8.
Your sport is brought to you by Halt Lock, redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles. For more, visit haltlock.com today.
In a world tormented by vehicle theft, Halt Lock is the one solution that works. Proudly South African and unmatched globally, Halt Lock is not a tracking unit, but the only vehicle anti-theft device of its kind. Redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles, Halt Lock immobilizes your vehicle's drivetrain by utilizing military-grade materials and cutting-edge technologies. If the wheels can't turn, your vehicle isn't going anywhere. Halt Lock. We stop vehicle theft. Visit haltlock.com today.
Well, we are getting to the business end of the URC with only five rounds until the quarterfinals. The Sharks will be the first of the local teams to take to the field. They face the Glasgow Warriors in Scotland tonight. That kicks off at 25-9. At 3 o'clock tomorrow, Emirates Lions host Leinster. At 5:05, a humdinger expected at Loftus, where the Vodacom Bulls lock horns with Munster and the DHL Stormers. They're in fifth position and will welcome Ospreys to Cape Town at 7:15. Blitzbox captain Siviwe Soizwapi is available for selection for the first time in the current seventh season after a serious knee injury in last August. Sheikhs will be considered for selection for Singapore, which takes place between the 3rd and the 5th of May. South Africa are in Pool B, so they'll face France, Spain and Samoa in the pool matches. And the SA Sports Awards take place on the 5th of May at Sun City. Eben Etzebeth, Sia Kolisi, Percy Dow, Long Distance Queen Khar the Stain and sailor Kirsten Neuschaffler among the nominees for the People's Choice category. Kolisi, also a nominee in the Sports Star of the Year category, along with Tatiana Smith and Paralympian Simone Krier. Now for Team of the Year, the Springboks, the T20 women's team, and least we forget, we do have another World Cup winning team. That's right. Bondile Rabela and Zweli Mbuweni won gold and silver respectively at the Shearing and Wool Handling World Champs in Edinburgh last year. And that's it for me. No more bad jokes. I won't be shearing anymore.
Honor roll.
We need to raise the bar.
But with all due respect, though, I mean, come on now, the Springboks, surely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for the other guys.
But they also beat New Zealand.
Yeah, but
you
also
know, for a world title. Yeah. But it should be the Springboks.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. When you
hear, everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love, huh?
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM.